You're listening to A Daily Defense, 365 days plus one to becoming a better apologist, a podcast by Catholic Answers, hosted by Jimmy Akin.
Day 99, imputed versus infused righteousness. Today's challenge: God imputes righteousness to us. He doesn't infuse it, as the Catholic Church teaches. Today's defense: this involves several misunderstandings. The words impute and infuse are derived from Latin terms, imputare and infundere, that respectively mean to reckon and to pour in or on. The image of God imputing righteousness suggests a legal or commercial context where God either legally declares us righteous or credits righteousness to our commercial accounts. The image of God infusing righteousness suggests a context in which God pours righteousness into us like water into a vessel. Despite the way the challenge is posed, Catholics don't deny that God imputes righteousness to us. They have the same verses saying this in their Bibles that Protestants do. For example, Genesis 15:6, Romans 4:3-6, etc. Also, the image of infused righteousness isn't frequently used in Catholic documents. It's only mentioned once in Trent's Decree on Justification, see chapter 16, and not at all in the Joint Declaration on the Doctrine of Justification and its annex. The Church more commonly uses the language of infusion concerning the Holy Spirit and the theological virtues of faith, hope, and charity. Compare Acts 2, 17-18, Romans 5:5, Titus 3:6. Ultimately, both the images of imputation and infusion can be used to describe God's saving action. They don't need to be understood as mutually opposed, so we need to be on our guard against mere quarrels about words. 1 Timothy 6:4, 2 Timothy 2:14. Although Catholics don't deny God reckons people righteous, they do understand God's word as effectual, so it brings about the effect God declares. Isaiah 55:11. Thus, when God reckons or declares people righteous, they become objectively, metaphysically righteous. See Day 350. This doesn't mean that their behavior instantly changes, though God does begin a work of sanctification that leads them to behave more righteously over time. It does mean that they are made innocent, immaculate, pure, guiltless, and beloved of God, heirs indeed of God, joint heirs with Christ, so that there is nothing whatever to hinder their entrance into heaven. Council of Trent, Decree on Original Sin 5. This point is frequently misunderstood in Protestant apologetics, which often claims that the idea of infused righteousness means a person is not made perfectly righteous when he is first justified. But he is. See Day 257.
Thank you for listening to A Daily Defense. To buy the book and follow along, go to shop.catholic.com or head over to catholic.com to learn more about the Catholic faith.